At 6:06, it is cloudy, 61 degrees in Tulsa, going to 82 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Get ready for big headaches if you travel Lewis Avenue in South Tulsa. After this morning's rush hour, the roadway will close over Interstate 44. And ODOT's Kenna Mitchell says it will not be quick.
This is really the last big key piece that we have to do to widen the highway from four lanes to six and to make the improvements at the Lewis Junction. So it involves everything from replacing the bridge to widening the highway. The highway itself will actually shift a little bit to the south. There will also be improvements to the ramps and also finishing that Art Deco aesthetic theme that we have going through the corridor.
The work is expected to take 20 months, and you'll need to use Peoria or Harvard as your north-south streets after 9 o'clock this morning. All systems are go for Tulsa's new trash service. The service officially switches to new solutions this morning. The service's spokesman is Gary Percival, and he says the new CNG trucks are rolling.
We have most of them in. There are a couple of them that are still getting some equipment put on the back. They've all been manufactured, but we have enough equipment to get the trash hauled. We have spare trucks, and everything looks like we're ready.
There are expected to be bumps in the road, but he says to be sure and let the city know of any problems so that they may be quickly addressed. Work has resumed at an Oklahoma oil refinery where one worker was killed and another injured in a boiler explosion. Sugarland, Texas-based CVR Energy Incorporated said yesterday that maintenance work at the refinery at Wynnewood has resumed after Friday's explosion that killed 34-year-old Billy Smith of Paul's Valley. Employee Russell Mann of Davis remains in critical condition at an Oklahoma City hospital as the result of injuries he suffered in that blast. Three homes in North Tulsa are getting new life after being foreclosed on by Wells Fargo, and three families are becoming new homeowners. Carl Bracey is with the Tulsa Development Authority, which partnered with the city to rehabilitate the homes.
Some people think, well, why should you put money in an area like this? This is exactly where you should put it. Okay, it's not said to be down south or out west, out east. Tulsa North, or it really deserves an opportunity to rebound, just like any other community in the city.
He says he hopes other banks will follow Wells Fargo's lead in offering up properties for rehabilitation. Former University of Oklahoma football coach Chuck Fairbanks is battling brain cancer and says he's about to undergo treatment at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix. The 79-year-old Fairbanks says that he was diagnosed in late August and will begin 42 days of radiation and chemotherapy treatment later this morning. The state of Oklahoma has a new strategic plan when it comes to science and technology. The Secretary of Science and Technology is Dr. Stephen McKeever.
Those of us in the higher education system know that there is an increasing number of students for whom we have to go and give remedial education to those kids in order to get them up to the level that is required of them to establish a STEM career.
Part of the program calls for long-distance learning technology for wider access to qualified teachers. Our weather forecast, partly sunny today, a high of 82. Partly clear tonight, 52 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, look for sunshine and a high of 78. Wednesday, sunny, 83. And on Thursday, a cold front arrives. Temperatures will fall after a high of 77. National Weather Service radar is showing us no precipitation in northeastern Oklahoma this morning. Right now, at 6:10, it is cloudy and 61 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.